from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Decades ago, researchers figured out how to create the picture-perfect tomato that travels well and is available year-round. The trouble is, as any supermarket shopper can tell you, tomatoes that look great sometimes taste terrible. Now, plant breeders are turning their attention to making tomatoes more nutritious and better tasting, too. Lauren Summer has more.
Summertime is busy at the Campbell Soup Supply Company near Sacramento. There's a line of trucks outside the plant, each carrying a huge pile of red tomatoes. If you've ever driven behind one of these trucks, you might have wondered how the tomatoes at the bottom of the pile aren't squished into a tomatoey mess. That's thanks to the square tomato.
The square tomato is kind of a misnomer.
Roger Chatelet is the director of the Tomato Genetics Resource Center at the University of California, Davis. We're in a greenhouse on campus where he's holding a few square tomatoes.
And you can see they're not square, but they are blocky.
The tomatoes are sort of flat on the side and are firm to the touch, even though they're ripe.
It's almost like a baseball.
Well, I think I'd prefer to have a tomato like that thrown at me than a baseball, but yeah, they're pretty tough.
50 years ago, farmers were looking for tougher tomatoes that could withstand new mechanical picking machines. So plant breeders here at UC Davis created a tomato with thick skin and a firm, meaty inside. California's tomato production boomed. The era of modern plant breeding had begun, but it came with some unintended consequences.
We can try one of these.
Ann Powell is a researcher in UC Davis's plant sciences department. She's cutting up a few tomatoes for what you might call a genetic taste test. Mm-hmm. One of them is your standard grocery store tomato.
It tastes tomato-y.
Tastes pretty classic.
The other one we're sampling has what Powell calls green shoulders. That means as it grew, the tomato was dark green on top around the stem, something that's controlled by a specific gene.
I just wonder whether it's all due to that particular gene, I can't tell you. But I don't know. You can taste the difference,
yeah,
actually.
If green shoulders don't sound familiar, that's because most commercial tomatoes don't have them anymore. 70 years ago, breeders selected for uniformly light green tomatoes with no shoulders, which stood out better against the plant's dark leaves.
And they're a lot easier to see. So a farmer could judge his yield. They could see how productive the plants were a lot easier.
Their uniform color was also more attractive to consumers, but it turns out those green shoulders have a key job.
We found that it influences the amount of sugar in the ripe fruit.
The dark green parts have more chloroplasts, which turn sunlight into sugars.
It made about a 20% difference in the amount of sugars. Think of it a little bit like how you eat berries. Most of us, including me, sprinkle a little sugar on top to sort of enhance the flavor.
Most heirloom tomatoes still have green shoulders. But Powell says now that they know about this gene, plant breeders could put it back in commercial varieties. And since the tomato genome was sequenced earlier this year, there are other flavor genes to study.
We've modified and changed our food radically.
Allison Mitchell is a professor in UC Davis's Food Science and Technology Department.
We've bred these seeds and plants to have, you know, all of these other characteristics: uniform shape, size, color, good disease resistance, high yields.
That's had major benefits, says Mitchell. Produce is widely available and more affordable. On the other hand,
we've absolutely not paid attention to flavor and nutrition. You know, we're telling children, eat more fruits and vegetables at a time that fruits and vegetables have never tasted worse.
Mitchell says scientists are just starting to understand the molecular compounds that control taste and nutrition.
What we do know is that not all tomatoes are the same. Different cultivars have different levels of nutrients in them.
Growing them organically can also change the levels of nutrients. In a 10-year controlled study of tomatoes, organic tomatoes showed higher levels of antioxidants and molecules that make up flavor and color. But researchers still aren't sure which of these compounds are the most important for our health. Take flavonoids, which have gotten a lot of hype as antioxidants.
There are about 1,600 described flavonoids to date, and we don't even really at this point understand what that complement is, let alone what all of those different compounds do to benefit our health.
Even if there is one nutrient that stands out, it's not always easy to enhance it. Take the case of super broccoli.
So they made this broccoli, and the idea was to market it as a super broccoli because it had, you know, very high levels of this antioxidant, quercetin. Well, quercetin's really bitter, and they sat a bunch of people down to eat it, and nobody could eat it. It was so awful.
Mitchell says it's probably the combination of nutrients that gives produce its punch, which they're working to understand better. Until then, she says, there is one way to make sure you're getting those benefits. Follow your mom's advice and eat more fruits and vegetables. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.